All right. Well, good afternoon. Good morning. Good evening. Good night. Good grief. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Willie Lawson, and this is To the Heart of the Matter. So I just last night, I mentioned this when I did my last show, and it was last night. This sort of gives you an idea of when I get a chance to do these, and it's 11 o'clock where I am now, 11 p.m. where I am now. It is interesting that I said last night that there seems to always be something to talk about. You know, just because Alan Levy said back in in 2008 that there'd be really nothing for conservatives or Republicans to talk about, and I guess because he thought that Barack Obama was going to do such an amazing, outrageous, incredible job that there'd be no way to criticize him. Well, we found out that wasn't true, and we found out that the loony left has continued to produce things and people and characters to talk about. One of them, and I've frankly been avoiding this person on purpose, but this particular remark is really beyond the pale, and I think that I listened to my friend Tony Katz. Tony is in Baltimore now. He was in L.A. now. He's in Baltimore. I listened to his response to her this evening, and it just made me say, you know what? I got to say something, too. I got to stand with my friend Tony Katz. I got to say something, too. And so that's exactly what we're going to do this evening. We're going to talk about what Ocasio-Cortez said and how horrible it is. And that, frankly, at this point, we cannot simply do what we normally do. We can't agree to disagree. Because the left uses that tactic on people on the right all the time. All the time. Well, we're just going to have to agree to disagree. No. And I'll tell you a little story about that, how I know that that's what they do when you have painted them into a corner and they can't break your argument because, frankly, they know you're right. So we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the program. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. We are live here on Spreaker. We're going to take this program and it's going to automatically go to Spotify. We're going to put it on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to take the program. It's going to be on Google Podcasts. It's going to be on Apple Podcasts. It's going to be on CastBox and probably 9 or 10 other ways to listen to it. So hopefully you'll do me a favor. Wherever you're hearing the program now, if you'll shoot me an email at wls860@gmail.com, wls860@gmail.com, I would be highly appreciative. That'd be awesome if you were to do that. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the program right after this. Are you looking for a reliable transportation, but you don't have a bunch of money? Are you wary of used car types? And you should be. You just need a car you can afford and a dealer you can trust. Great news. Good Guy Cars is here. John Desbrow is something you don't find every day. An honest used car dealer. Good Guy Cars is at 8412 Industrial Boulevard in Tampa, Florida. The phone number is 813-999-9992. That's 813-999-9992. The web address is www.goodguycars.com. In America, there are 3 proven ways to build wealth. Business, investment, and real estate. All 3 seem to have high hurdles to jump to get into, but believe it or not, real estate is the lowest of the 3 hurdles, and multifamily real estate investing is the best way to go. From duplexes to apartment complexes, multifamily investing brings the biggest bang for your investment buck. My friends at Buy It, Rent It, Profit and the Landlord Academy are ready, willing, and able to get you going on the path of building wealth. Contact Joe Ebanks and Brian Chavis at buyitrentitprofit.com. Buyitrentitprofit.com. This is Willie Lawson for the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. You can have access to a growing nationwide network of attorneys and legal experts. You can get bail assistance. The network provides up to $25,000 to post bail on behalf of a member who has used force in self-defense. The fee deposit to your attorney immediately after a self-defense for representation during questioning and other vital defense services. You can reach us at Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Our number is 360-978-5200. That's 360-978-5200. Or go to www.armedcitizensnetwork.org. Okay. If some of you audiophiles are noticing that the program sounds a little different, maybe not as live as we've been in, you know what, for the past year, it's because I've moved back into another room in the house, and it seems to not have nearly the echo. There's just carpet on the floor as opposed to tile. There's a big curtain, and it just, there's more stuff right around me. So that may be the reason that the sound's different. It isn't your computer. It isn't really anything that we've done other than just move from where we were. And we were in the kitchen living room, and the kitchen and the living room, a lot more tile, a lot more access right to bare walls. And so I think the sound is going to be a little more dead, a little less live. So, and that may be okay. I don't know. We're gonna have to listen and see. And again, if you hear the show, please tell me where you hear the show. Tell me that you heard it here on Spreaker, or you heard it on Blog Talk Radio, or you heard it on Google Podcasts, or you heard it on Anchor, wherever you Spotify, wherever you heard it. I would really appreciate it. In any case, we're talking about Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her comments that the detention centers on our southwestern border are akin to concentration camps. And you know what? In the past, people would say, you know, well, she has an opinion, and that's just hyperbolic, and don't get all wrapped up in it. And then we sort of let it go. Well, you know what? I think that my friend Tony Katz is right. This is something that you can't let go. And I like Tony, and when Tony was in, you know what, in our market, I love Tony. He and I worked on a number of projects together, and I haven't seen him since 2015. We met it right online, and he gave me a cigar. I don't smoke anything. I don't smoke cigars or cigarettes or vape or any of that stuff. But I tell you what, because it was from Tony, I kept it, and I still have it. I'm never going to smoke it, but it was from Tony, and you know, it was one of those presents from somebody. You think, well, that's something that means something to him because that's part of his thing. So I still have it. He's probably looking at it. He's probably going to hear this and go, "What the hell do you mean? Why are you throw that thing away?" but in any case, that's what it lets you know that I really like Tony. And he was right when he said, you know, this idea of just saying, you know what, we're just going to agree to disagree and move on from this is ridiculous. You know what, I have not attacked or mention Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because she was a bartender before, because she, you know, that video of her dancing, you know, I don't care about that stuff, or how she dresses and that whole really ridiculous thing that she can't find, when she couldn't find an apartment to live in when she, you know, went, when she moved to D.C. And I basically said, well, probably not. Probably not. Girl's not going to be able to find an apartment until she gets some money. And the idea is, I was more concerned that some of the other women in the Democrat Party, Nancy Pelosi primarily, didn't take care of her. Didn't say, hey, come, you can stay with us until you find something, blah, blah, blah. You know, apparently none of that took place. You know, Elizabeth Warren didn't reach out to her and say, you can come stay with us. Or, you know, one of the freshman women, Oman, none of them reached out to her and said, hey, listen, we know you're single and it's just going to take you a while to get settled. Why don't you come live with us for a while until you can get settled? No offers from the other supportive Democrat women. That's what I thought was really weird. But in any case, getting back to today's subject, this idea that this person, this woman, is equating what's happening on our southwestern borders in the detention centers to concentration camps. Now, Tony Katz brought, I'm going to repeat something that he said because I thought it was genius. There are major differences, and here's the first difference. And people were gathered up, taken from their homes, and sent forcibly to concentration camps. People are showing up voluntarily on the southwestern border and crossing the border. Major difference. Second major difference, people in concentration camps were being sent there to do backbreaking labor, and then they were summarily, and many of them were summarily murdered. Detention centers. No one's asked to do any labor. No one is being murdered. Concentration camps. Food was pushed out on a barely able to subsist level in concentration camps. Many starved to death. Detention centers, nobody is starving to death. Nobody is starving to death. As a matter of fact, they're getting medical, dental, vaccinations. They're getting taken care of. Concentration camps. Scientific experiments were being performed on Jews and others in concentration camp. Dr. Mengele stuff. Southwestern border detention centers. No human experimentation is being done with illegal immigrants on our southwestern border in detention centers. And to equate the two diminishes the horror of places like Auschwitz. And again, this is not something that we can just agree to disagree on. The only thing that I don't walk completely in lockstep with Tony Katz on this particular instance, in this particular thing, is that I don't think that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is just wrong. You know, I read some of the comments on Tony's Facebook post about this, and some people were saying that, you know, this is a failure of our school system, and they were sort of giving this woman an out because they think she's dumb. They think that she's uneducated. I've been saying for a long time, folks, these people on the left are not dumb. They're not uneducated or undereducated. They know full well what the truth is. I like to say, and you know what, there was this campaign to say for a while, and Glenn Beck sort of led this charge, that these people aren't evil, they're just wrong. Well, the fact of the matter is, That's, I wish that were true, but it's not true. These people aren't evil. Anybody who would know the truth, and I believe that she does know the truth about the horror of concentration camps and Nazi Germany, and would equate these detention centers, which she knows is nothing like that. Nothing like that. That all of this is wrapped up in some hyper hate of Donald Trump for political reasons. And that's really all it is. There isn't one thing beyond that. That doesn't make you just wrong. That makes you evil. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a political war for sure. We are in a cultural war, no doubt. But we're also on a spiritual battle. And we are fighting, the forces of evil. And I know that sounds all Marvel comic bookish, but we are indeed fighting a spiritual battle. This is evil. The people who would dredge up this sort of horror misrepresent what's going on at our southwestern border for political gain. That makes a person evil. It's really, frankly, as disturbing as it is, and it is disturbing. I don't find any great pleasure in any of this, in saying any of it. I'm not smiling. I don't want to fist bump people. I don't want to high five through this, because it's disturbing. There's no way for it not to be disturbing. It's disturbing that this is where we are in our country. We're not dealing with just Republican Democrat. We're not dealing with just conservative progressive. We're not dealing with just capitalism versus socialism or communism. We're not dealing with that. We're really dealing with a battle between good and evil. We are. And the lines are so blurred right now that a lot of people simply can't tell the difference. And I think that a lot of people just don't want to see the difference. They don't want to look at Nancy Pelosi. They don't want to look at Chuck Schumer. They don't want to look at Cory Booker or Kamala Harris or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They don't want to look at these people as evil because it scares the out of them. Because when the battle gets like that, you either win or you die. That's where we are. Either good wins this battle for this nation, or we don't get to have this nation anymore. You understand what I'm saying? Either good wins this battle for this nation, or we don't get to have it. And that scares the out of people. They just want everybody. So that's why they say, can we just agree to disagree and not talk about these things? And, well, you know what? You can if you want to. But nothing has changed. Frankly, we have been in a battle to keep this republic since its inception. And it's been said that we're always a generation away from losing it. And the people who listen and believe, people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, people who listen and believe, people like Kamala Harris, people who listen and believe, people like Cory Booker, people who listen and believe, Representative Oman and others, Nadler, may indeed be that generation that does not save the republic. When we get back, I'm going to I'm going to say what I'm going to look at what I think has saved the Republic for the past 100 years anyway. And what's missing now in this generation. We'll be back right after this. Summer's coming soon. What are we going to do? How are you going to build memories? How are you going to keep the family and those kids entertained? Well, you are going to do something special. You're going to do something that you didn't think you were going to do. You're going to go to my website, fightbackmedia.com, and click on the Best of Orlando banner. And from there, you're going to be able to book all the best hotels and resorts in Orlando, get discounts on all the best attractions, Walt Disney World, SeaWorld, Universal Studios, and book the best shows, the Out of Control Comedy Dinner Show, and even the Blue Man Group in Orlando. You will be able to book all of those right there on the website. You'll be able to take the Bocky Creek Airboat Ride, the Wild Florida Airboats, Chef Mickey's Fun Time Buffet, and a tour of the city of Orlando. It's going to be a great time to build memories. Just go to fightbackmedia.com and click the Best of Orlando banner. Do it now. Build memories that you're going to have with your family forever. Do it right now. Go to fightbackmedia.com and click on the Best of Orlando banner at the top of my website. You are not going to regret it. You're going to come back after the summer and thank me. Thank you, Willie, for giving us the time of our lives. In America, there are three proven ways to build wealth: business, investment, and real estate. All three seem to have high hurdles to jump to get into, but believe it or not, real estate is the lowest of the three hurdles, and multifamily real estate investing is the best way to go. From duplexes to apartment complexes, multifamily investing brings the biggest bang for your investment buck. My friends at Buy It, Rent It, Profit and the Landlord Academy are ready, willing, and able to get you going on the path of building wealth. Contact Joe Ebanks and Brian Chavis at buyitrentitprofit.com. Buyitrentitprofit.com. All right. If you're wondering what that music is, it's a song called Bent by my friend Henry Strange. You want to check out Henry Strange, Google Henry Strange. I listened to some of his music. I was in a band with Henry, and he wrote all the grooves for the band on Reason, and just a super, super talented dude. And this is one of the tunes that he said that I could use. And so I'm using it. There you go. I won't be putting this show up on YouTube, I don't think. So maybe YouTube won't have a problem with it. The name of the tune is Bent. And it's I think you can listen to Henry on SoundCloud. A lot of his stuff's up on SoundCloud. Or you can just Google Henry Strange and go to his website. And there's a lot of his music on the website. As a matter of fact, there's some music from a band called Mod, the band that we were in, that features me on saxophone. So you want to check that out. Or you want to go to the Blog Talk Radio and search for the Modcast podcast, and then you can hear some of the Mod music, and you can hear some of Henry's handiwork and writing the grooves. And some of my handiwork in playing the saxophone and the flute. All right, anyway, here's what we have been missing. And I am not calling for war. I am not. But I recognize this as part of our challenge. part of our challenge has been, frankly, that we have not had a generation, including my generation, that has had to sacrifice for our country, that has had to defend the nation, that has had to defend the republic, to keep the republic. We have not. I was in a generation of guys born in the, you know, in the 60s that were too young for Vietnam. Vietnam ended when I was like 9 years old. 9, 12, something like that. And with only a couple of incidents after 9/11, where a lot of people, a lot of our new veterans decided to get involved, there hasn't been that national call, really. Anything like the Korean conflict or anything like Vietnam or anything like World War II or World War I, there's not been anything like that where the United States was gathering to protect the Republic. We have, and my generation, I'm 58, has been basically allowed to slide, to be selfish, to be self-centered, and to be singularly focused on our comfort. I mean, that's just the truth. To be singularly focused on our comfort. And so our children, quite frankly, are 10 times as bad as we are. And most of us have children who have children. Our kids are in their 20s. Right? Millennials. In my house, I'm an only child. I had a stepsister, half-sister, not stepsister. I have a half-sister who's 11 years older than I am, so I grew up as an only child. I was my mother's only child. Okay? My half-sister is my dad's daughter. We didn't grow up together. So I am an only child. My wife is the youngest of four. And through her formative years, her big sister was gone. Her sister, who's closest to her age, was gone. Her older brother was living in another state. And her other older brother was in the military. So she grew up as an only child. Her and I have one kid. So if you've got basically two only children raising an only child, you know that child is self-focused. My kid is a great kid, no doubt. But it's easy to see how that would be. Neither of us, my wife nor myself, has served in the U.S. military. And I think it occurred to me at one point, but I don't think it ever occurred to my wife to sign up for the military. And I don't think that it's occurred to my son. And if he's going to, he better get started because he's already 28. And I think the cutoff is 35, so to begin to get in. He'd have a lot of work to do. So all that to say, we've not been asked to defend the Republic, to save the Republic. I was not asked. There wasn't a big ask. And of course, no generation since has been asked to save the Republic, to defend the Republic. So it doesn't mean, and I'm not saying everybody, please don't think that when I say this, I mean you. If you can't talk about anything in general, if you can't talk about things in general, you can't talk about anything. So it doesn't mean as much to people because it's not something that has been defended by either yourself or people you know. It's like anything else. If you didn't pay for it, then it doesn't mean as much to you. If it was given to you as a gift, or if it's something that you've always had, it doesn't mean as much to you. You don't covet it as dearly as someone who had to fight for it. And that's kind of where we are. Not that I want to go to war. Not that I want to send my kid to war. Or I want later on in life for him to send his kid to war. He doesn't have a kid. I don't have any grandkids. But you know what I'm saying? It isn't that. But that happens to be our condition. That happens to be our condition, unfortunately. And we've got to find a way for people to understand what we have here in America is special. And it's unlike anything else in the world. Which is why people risk their lives to come here. This is why we are loved by some and hated by many. Because of the lifestyle that we afford ourselves. The freedom that the Constitution affords us. The freedom that being a Christian nation, regardless of what Barack Obama says, has afforded us all these 330 plus years. So, we have to find a way to make sure that our young people understand what a special gift they have. And quite frankly, it is up to them to protect it. And if protecting our borders is part of it, and it certainly is, then so be it. And that the detention centers on the southern borders, as I've explained earlier, and you can use these points. I got most of them from our friend Tony Katz, to explain to people that the southern borders are nothing like concentration camps. And if they give you that nonsense about we'll just have to agree to disagree, just call them out and say no, I am not going to let you walk away thinking for one second that this is okay. All right, I'm going to tell you the story. I'm going to go. I was at work. Never do this crap at work. I'm just going to tell you now. Don't do this at work. I am not. I'm advising you against this at work. I ended up unwittingly, frankly, in a political discussion about, of all things, President Trump, with one of the people who worked in our store. They work in repair. And at the end of at what came to a head, where it was me and this guy and one other person who was on my side, who was just simply not going to back down. And then he said, because he wants the pressure to be off, because he wants to play, because he pretends he wants to play nice. Well, we'll just have to agree to disagree. And I just said no, really loud, and it sort of shocked him around. And I said, no, I am not going to let you leave here thinking for a second that you may even be right on this. You're not right. So we're not going to agree to disagree. No. So if you end up talking to somebody and they mention that we have concentration camps on our southwestern border, do not give in to, well, it's just semantics. Bloomberg writes an article that says, and it came out today, I guess, that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not wrong about concentration camps, except that she is very much wrong, and I don't care how much the leftist media comes out to her defense to try to ease the pressure. Fact of the matter is that the detention centers on the southwestern border are nothing like any concentration camps ever. And that's just an evil comparison for the sake of hating Donald Trump, which makes her worse and makes people who agree with her worse. So no, we are not going to agree to disagree. We are not. We're going to call evil, evil. And that's all there is to it. And if you get offended and you get your feelings hurt, well, nothing I can do about that. There's nothing I would do about it. That's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. The days of appeasement and having peace for peace sake when fighting evil need to come to an end. Need to come to an end today. There you go. All right, we got to get out of here and make room for somebody else. So, again, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I hope you liked the new room and the new sound. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody. And for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.